the best part about this show, the best part about me, is I am a real, breathing, living human being. I am not automated. That's a good thing. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll have this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about cardio, and then we'll have some reasons why American men weigh more than they ever have before. They're getting bigger and bigger in front of our very eyes. Does that include me? I'll leave that up to you. And then innocent habits that could take years off your life. And then we'll finish the hour with bizarre video games that it's hard to believe even exist. We start things off this hour with this automated world that we now live in. Calling for customer service used to be easy, not all that troublesome. You would call someone, you would deal with them personally, but it would be somebody. They would listen to you. You could get some level of understanding, and there would be a common bond. They're there, you're here, trying to help you. The whole thing, it was wonderful. Now, you don't get a real person. You get a machine, and I hate the ones that have you speak your answers. For instance, please tell me your 10-digit account number now, okay? 4372. Did you mean to say 43? Yes. Okay. Could you? And it starts all over again. It is so annoying. And they get voiceover people with the most annoying voices to voice these annoying prompts and messages. The one that really annoyed me more than anything else the other night. We bought our son a smartphone, but one that was those pay-as-you-go things. I can't be throwing $100 a month at a 12-year-old smartphone. He has a smartphone because everybody else has one. He only uses his to text and to call in an emergency. Because of these prepaid plans, if you go on the internet, you're on for like 2 minutes or you watch one video on YouTube and boom, your $20 air card is gone. So I'm trying to activate this thing. So, and I couldn't do it via the phone because the signal strength wasn't all that good in our house, which is terrific after spending the money on this thing. But you go, you call them up on the phone, you do everything and, you know, you're all right, punch this in, punch that in. Okay, we'll add minutes. And then the automated voice comes on. Sometimes things go wrong. If there's a problem, don't hesitate to call us back. Wait a minute. You're already telling me that there is a likelihood, and if you bothered to include this into your this queue of comments in your automated system, if you're already telling me that there is a good likelihood that something is going wrong, why do I even have your service in the first place? So what's going to happen when I have this inevitable problem? We did have one, but it solved itself on its own, so I did not have to call back. So if you do, you're going to get this automated, annoying sound again that's asking you to respond to everything with your voice, and then it can stop and ask you if that's what you meant to say in the first place. When do you ever get to speak to a real, live human being that speaks the language that you speak, that you can understand, and that is helpful? And see, this is what gets me. Companies feel that this is something they can scrimp on. When they used to employ live human beings in good, decent-paying jobs, why do they feel it was worth the money to take away from human resources and dedicate it to this technological mess that's not helping anyone? Don't they realize they are driving people away from their service? And it's not just that they're losing potential customers. They are going to lose consistent, long-time customers. Do they feel that you're not going to go someplace else? Of course you will. It is amazing how these companies have now devalued our time and what they think we feel about their company. Is there that just this endless stream of moronage that comes on? Okay, I'll buy your service. And they feel people have nowhere else to turn. So many of these are now automated. Call every single one of your local utilities. You won't speak to a real person until you go through some queue and you have to punch 6, 7, 8 times. My local phone company, you can never get a real person on the phone. It's the phone company. I can't talk to a real person on the phone. It is amazing. And it's amazingly inept. And it's something that just ain't going to change. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a good judge of character? Can you predict accurately why people do the things they do? Well, even if you're the most popular political pundit on TV, the answer is probably not. Here's the science of it.
Nice kid.
Bad judge of character.
It's straight out of attribution theory. Say a person slips and falls in front of you, you'll probably say they're a klutz and some deep character flaw caused their slip-up. What if you're the one who falls? You'll blame it on some physical reason like, oh, I didn't see that banana peel. Never an internal reason.
It's not my fault.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When others behave strangely, we assume it's a personality flaw and never look beyond it. Maybe we ought to give others the same benefit of doubt we grant ourselves. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Three nights in a row, strange men were showing up at Ellen's house, insisting on coming in. After a man wouldn't stop ringing the doorbell at 2 a.m., Ellen and her 10-year-old daughter called the cops. Turns out her neighbor Jason had been placing Craigslist ads soliciting sex using Helen's name and address. He watched in amusement as the men tried to get in the house while Ellen and her daughter were terrified. But the joke's on Jason now. He's doing 4 years in jail. What was he convicted of? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jason was guilty of felony identity theft. And that's the final verdict.